Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. For we know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in the earth belong to God. How many know this morning that all souls belong to God? So if all souls belong to God, then that obligates God to take care of his children. Amen. And I'm so happy that I'm one of the chosen ones. I don't know about you, but I'm one of the chosen ones. And I don't take that lightly. Truly, we appreciate God choosing us. Amen, amen, amen. What a wonderful, wonderful privilege it is to be in the family, a royal family. Amen, a royal priesthood. That's who we are this morning. And if we don't know who we are, then we don't even know how to give God the proper praise and adoration and honor and glory that's due him. We have to know who we are. Amen? Amen. So we once again welcome you to early Sunday morning prayer with New Destiny Ministries. We certainly appreciate you tuning in each and every day, Monday through Sunday. I don't say Monday through Friday because every day, 7 days a week, we're on this line. Monday through Friday, preaching and teaching the gospel. On Saturday, Minister Burns hosts the segment, They Overcame. That's a time for testimony. And this morning, every Sunday morning, for almost a year, I think this month marks the year that we've been on this line offering up praise and prayer to our Lord and Savior and to you, our family and friends and everyone in this nation. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Truly, we are at peace this morning. Amen. So we're going before the throne of grace this morning. Is it anybody on the line, Sister Ruby? Is any special request we're going to ask you before we get started? If there's anything special, we are going to continue to pray for the young lady in Inglewood, California, Sister Ingrid Hill. So, Sister Ruby, can you give us anyone on the line that would like any special prayer?
Yes, Sister Earlene from New York. Good morning.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Arlene. Is it any special prayer request?
Oh,
amen.
Wait.
Anybody else?
Wait a minute. Wait, let me open up the line. I'm sorry. Sister Earl.
Good morning, lady.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Sister Arlene, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Do you have any special prayer requests this morning?
Yes, I need a financial blessing this morning, so
I
will take a
blessing.
I think for
all of us, right? Amen, amen. He's speaking for us all, amen, corporately. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to be praying for that this morning. Amen. Anyone else?
Yes, Sister Dawn.
Amen, amen. Well, we're going to pray for Dawn and pray for Jarvis and pray for my family. That's my sister. Anybody else?
Not at this time.
Amen, amen. We want you all to continue to pray for the bereaved family of the Bell family in Chicago and also for the bereaved family of the Jones family here in Sacramento. Amen. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you once again. Hey, glory to God. God, we thank you for another opportunity, not knowing, God, that this could be our last time. But because of your graciousness, because of your tender love, because of your kindness, because of the special place that we have in your heart, God, you have allowed us to wake up this morning. And for that, God, that alone, we give you praise. For that alone, we give you thanks. For that alone, we give you glory. Oh, God, we thank you, for the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And you said the righteous run in and they are safe. We thank you for being in the arms of a safe God. We thank you for being the arms of our provider. We thank you for to being in the arms of our Waymaker. Lord God, we don't take you for granted this morning. When chaos and confusion is all around us, God, we thank you for the peace that you allow to abide in our hearts. Oh, God, we asking you to allow us to be a blessing, God. Oh, as we go to and from, God. Oh, open up the windows of heaven, God. Let us be able to speak a kind word. Let us to impart something pleasant in someone else's life, God. Help us not to think on the things of ourselves, but to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Help us to intercede for someone else. Help us to pray for our nation as a whole. Oh, God, we know the shutdown is having an effect upon the nation. It's having an effect upon the families, God. Oh, God, but we are reminded that you are God that will provide manna in the wilderness. You are God that will keep us while we're in the valley. You are God, hallelujah, that will sustain in our life, even when we shut down, even when the doors are closed, God, you are God that can open up doors, and we're looking to you, Jesus, hallelujah, we're looking to you, Lord, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Help our faith not to waver in this turbulent time, God. Help us to look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Oh, God, we just don't want to say these scriptures this morning as cliche. We don't want to say them because we know them and they're down in our spirit. Oh, God, but we want to feel your fire this morning. Hallelujah. We want the Holy Ghost fire to fall on us this morning, to let us know that we're not alone, to let us know that we're not forgotten about, to let us know that we don't care what is shut down, we don't still call on the name of Jesus. We know that you have caused the raven to bring bread to our door. You have caused the raven, hallelujah, to feed us when we're hungry. You have caused the raven, hallelujah, fill us up, God, this morning. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. We thank you for our president this morning, God. We know that all the arrows that's being shot at us, hallelujah, it's because somebody have another agenda. Oh, God, but you told us to pray for men. Always, you told us to pray for our governments. You told us to pray for those that have the rule over us. You told us to pray for those that are in authority. And we bring President Barack Obama before you this morning. We bring the first family before you this morning. We bring all the issues that's on the table that's unresolved. We're giving it to you this morning. We can't do anything about it, but the great God that we serve, we know that you are fully capable of doing that which nobody alone can do but you, God. We give it to you this morning. You told us to cast our cares upon you, for you love us, hallelujah. Take our burdens upon you, hallelujah. You told us to do that, Lord God, and we're going to be respectful. We're going to be obedient this morning. We're giving it to you this morning. Oh, God, we lay our children at your throne this morning, and we're asking you to have mercy upon them, God. Oh, God, we're asking you, Lord God, to keep them as they go to and from school, God, and all through the dangerous streets, God. We're asking you to shield and protect them this morning. Go into the prisons this morning, God. I have a son there. I have a sister that's there, God. Oh, God, and we're standing on your promises, for you said you would save our children. Oh, God, you said you would save our seed, God, for the promises unto our children and to our children's children. Oh, God, go into the nursing homes this morning. Go into the homeless shelters this morning. Go into the women's shelters this morning. Those that have been abused in domestic violence, Lord God. Those, Lord God, the mental institutions, God. People that don't even know you this morning, God. You still have an open door. You said, behold, I hold unto you an open door, God. And that open door, no man can shut it. Ah, God, we're trusting in you this morning. For you are a great God, and you're greatly to be praised. Oh, God, those that are standing. We all standing in a financial need this morning. We all need a financial blessing this morning, God. Oh, God, you can transform us. You can change our situations overnight. Hallelujah. You can cause the bank account that's saying zero. Hallelujah. You can add some zeros to it. Hallelujah. And put some numbers in front of the zeros. Oh, God, we know you're capable. We know you're well able, God. If we've done anything that's pleasing to you this morning, God, we ask you to remember our finances, God. Help us to pay our bills in a timely fashion, God. Help us, Lord God, to keep our utilities on, God. Help us, Lord God, to be able to tithe and give offering unto your work, God. Oh, God, we bless you for the men and women of God that's preaching and teaching this morning. God, we asking you to visit every house to worship on this morning. We asking you to strengthen every leader, every shepherd, every evangelist, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet and prophetess. Oh, God, every minister, Lord God, we asking you to strengthen them. We asking you to strengthen those that may not be ministering, God. Oh, bless your people all over the nation, God. Visit Sister Arlene this morning. Visit her home, God. Oh, God, she says she need a financial blessing. What better person to ask than the God that owns everything? The God, hallelujah, that owns the cattle on a thousand hills. The God of the universe. The creator of all mankind. She came into the right source. She is petitioning the right source, God. For you are God that can't fail. You are God that reign on the just as well as the unjust. Ah, God, you are a light unto our path. And we thank you this morning, God. Look down on Sister Ruby, God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking over the airways this morning, God. Oh, bringing up the computer where we are able to get on the line and lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, we're not just sitting and fanning around, God, but we mean business because souls are dying. Souls need to know that you're still God. Souls need to know that you're still a deliverer. You're still a way maker. You're still a provider. You're still a creator. Hallelujah. You're still a lifter of our heads. And we give you glory for it this morning, God. Oh, we give you praise this morning, God. We thank you for celebrating a woman of God that have loved you. Hallelujah. From our youth on up, God. Dr. Gloria Jones, we thank you, Lord God, for her work down here is finished, God. But those of us that remain, oh, those of us that remain, God, give us our urgency in our spirit, God, to get busy. Give us an urgency, God, to tell a dying world that you still save to the utmost. Oh, we love you today, God. We love you today, God. We worship you. We give you praise, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for keeping our mind stayed up on you, God. You said those that keep their mind stayed on you, you would keep them in perfect peace. Help us to follow peace with all men. For you said holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you. For Elder Albert Burns, Burns and Minister Billy Burns in North Carolina that host the segment, Saturday segment. God, we ask you to bless their families, bless their boys, their sons, God, and their grandchildren, and bless their ministry. Bless their hands and whatever you find to do, God. Remember Prophet Michael Davis today, Dr. Singleton, Apostle Shields, Bishop Patterson, God. Oh, God, remember to speak along tomorrow, Elder Lewis Stallworth III, God, and all of those that have come on this week and minister the word, God. We ask you to remember your people, all those that you have graced to come on this line, Bishop Jesse Grant and his family, God. Oh, God, we lift them up before you this morning, God. Hallelujah, Sister Ingrid Hill, God. Hallelujah, that's on the life support system this morning, God. Oh, God, we asking you to do a quick work, God. Hallelujah, you can do a quick work, God. You can allow her to live and not die. She's a young woman, no children, no husband, God. I just don't believe that it's over with her. Hallelujah, because you said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing that you would be in the midst. We're calling on you this morning. We're standing in proxy for this sister this morning. Hallelujah. We're touching and agreeing this morning. We declaring and decreeing, God. You told us we can declare a thing. You told us we can decree a thing. Hallelujah. We telling the sickness in our body. We're telling that cancer to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. We curse it from the root, God. Oh, God, cause her to live, God, where she can be a testimony. She can be a living, walking miracle, and she can tell people because of her faithfulness. You raise her up. You healed her, God. We don't know the hospital she in, God, but you know all about it. You know where she is. You know where the pain is racking in her body. You know where this cancer has polluted her body, God. Oh, God, we asking you to heal her this morning, God. Heal her this morning, God. Oh, God, all we have to do is call on you. Hallelujah. You sent your word to heal. Our Jesus' daughter was sick. Hallelujah. And he said, Jesus, hallelujah, just say the word. Speak the word and my daughter will be healed. Oh, God, you don't have to come where we are. Hallelujah. Send your host of angels. Send your host of angels to touch us. Hallelujah. To touch those areas that we need healing in, God. Send your host of angels to do the work, God. We don't have to be there to see it. All we have to do is believe it. You told us to believe on your word. You didn't say see your word. You said believe your word. Speak your word, and it shall be done. We're speaking it this morning. Down in the belly of our spirit, hallelujah, we saying yes, Lord. We count it done, and it is done. It is done according to the power that worketh in us, according to the power that God has invested in his son. Hallelujah, we count it all done, God. We count it done this morning. We won't walk around with our heads hung low, but we gonna walk around and lift up our heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is that King? Hallelujah. Who is that King? The Lord high. The Lord lifted up in glory. The Lord that don't have to counsel with anybody. The Lord who is God all by himself. The Lord who can't fail. The Lord who will never lie. The Lord who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Oh, God, we give you glory this morning. We give you praise this morning. For you are the wise God. Help us to be wise, God. Help us to seek you for more knowledge. Help us to trust in the Lord and lean not unto thine own understanding. Help us to acknowledge you in all thy ways. Help us to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you will lead and direct our paths. For you say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but help us to delight in your law, God. Help us to delight in your word, God. Oh, help us seek you early while you may be found. Help us to walk while it's day, for the night cometh, Lord God, where you said no man can walk. Help us to walk as children of the light. Oh, we bless you this morning. Oh, for you are magnificent, God. You are magnanimous, God. You're perfect in all your ways. You're faithful, God. You're a great God. You're consistent in your faithfulness towards us. Ah, God, and we give you glory. We give you glory, God. Oh, we're tasting of your goodness. For you say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Ah, we've tasted of your goodness. We've tasted of your mercy and your grace. Ah, God, your grace and mercy has sustained us. Your grace and mercy encamp around us. Your grace and mercy is attached to us. Ah, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Oh, glory, we give you thanks this morning. We give you thanks this morning. We give you thanks this morning. Some people are too proud to tell you thank you. Ah, some people are too arrogant to tell you thank you. Some people think they are doing and working and creating because of their own skills and abilities. Oh, but I beg to differ with you today. Ah, for without God, we can do nothing. Without God, we would fail. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for choosing us this morning. We thank you for giving us this wonderful opportunity to have this platform where we can come and teach and preach your gospel, where we can come and give you glory, where we can come and lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning. Continue to plead our cause, God. Continue to strive with those that strive against us, God. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Remember Sister Carter, God, this morning. I'm calling Sister Carter name because she come on this line and pray on Sunday mornings. I can't call everybody line. Thank God for Sister Arlene coming on Sunday mornings. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby, always so willing, always so prompt. Hallelujah. Because when she think about this blog talk, she think about she's working as unto the Lord, not as unto Sister Bernard, but as unto the Lord. God has given her a love for this radio broadcast, a love for God's people. Hallelujah, love for God's word. And we thank you for Sister Ruby this morning. Thank you for my sister that also has been with us during the inception and come on Sunday morning while she's in Texas getting ready to go to church. Oh, we thank you for Dawn this morning. Remember Nadia and Jarvis and our family. Remember our grandchildren, God. Remember Miss Netta this morning. I don't know if she's still in the hospital, 92 years old. The matriarch that my sister works for. Hallelujah. Touch Miss Netta, God. You've given a long life, God, and you can continue to let her live a little bit longer, God. Oh, God, we thank you for Miss Netta this morning. We thank you for putting my sister in the family, God, where she was able to take care of her, God. Oh, God, we thank you because you know what you're doing. We don't know, God, but you go before us and you create a pathway, God. Hallelujah. You'll create a road where there is no road. You'll create a highway where there is no highway. Oh, God, we bless you this morning. Remember Pastor Caridia Singleton. Remember the Zion Church of Jesus Christ. Remember the system pastor who is now the pastor, Elder Bobby Geary. Remember those members that are still grieving for their loss of their pastor, God. Comfort their hearts like nobody can but you, God. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and to give you the praise. Ah, God, we bless you for this scripture this morning. Psalm 34, verse 10 says, verse 9 and 10 says, oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hope, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. We bless you this morning, God. Into your hands, sister.
Evangelist Joshua.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
This morning. Hallelujah. If you feel
Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for another opportunity. Hallelujah, Lord. To call upon you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah, that you hear our petitions, you hear our cries.
Yes,
oh, God, you hear the words of our mouth. You know our thoughts are far off, Lord. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord, because you take time, hallelujah, to look upon us, hallelujah, with your tender mercies and your loving kindness. Hallelujah, and look upon our different circumstances. Hallelujah, our different illness. Hallelujah, disease. Hallelujah, wants, Lord, and desires, Lord. Oh, Father, we just praise you. Hallelujah, this morning. Hallelujah, because our confidence lies in a God. Hallelujah, that is more than able. Hallelujah, to answer every request, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for we know that we're praying, Lord, according to your will and your purpose, Lord.
Yes,
it shall be done, Father. Oh, Father, look upon you. You've heard the cry. You've heard the supplication. Hallelujah. You've heard the desire and the want, Lord. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. You've even been asked to move speedily, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Move, Lord, hallelujah, on our behalf. Send those angels, those ministering angels, Lord. Hallelujah, we speak to you, hallelujah, as the centurion and the woman, Lord, that whose child was at home sick. Just speak the word. Just speak the word, Lord. We know it will be done. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you promised us that greater works will we do, Lord. Oh, God, we're not asking for riches, Lord, but we're asking, Lord, that you meet, hallelujah, meet us, Lord, at the table of our desire and our want, Lord Jesus. We're asking, Lord, that you just answer, hallelujah, relieve, Lord, heal, hallelujah, deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus, and set free. Oh, Father, we're asking you to lift up those heads that are mourning, those hearts that are aching this morning. Bring comfort, hallelujah, joy in the midst of the morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Remember all those that come daily to the radio broadcast, Lord Jesus. Continue to strengthen Sister Ruby. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, remember her good works, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Look upon Evangelist Bernard, Lord. Continue to strengthen and encourage her, Lord. Day by day, Lord. Strengthen her body. Remember her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What the enemy would want to come in and attack, Lord. Turn him another way. Turn him another way, Lord. Cause him to behave, Lord. Oh, God, most of all on that, we're asking, Lord, look upon the church everywhere, the body of Christ, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look upon the leaders, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us to keep our focus on eternal life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And not to adhere to the things of this world, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We want eternal life, hallelujah, to be ours. Hallelujah. Give us power over the enemy. Not for Lord Jesus to stroke on backs or rub on heads or to have our chest up, God. But Lord, give us power over the enemy that our names might be written in the book of Lamb's book of life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, just remember every individual family. Remember the sinner man. Those in the hospital, those behind prison walls, Lord. Oh, God, let your word reach out to them and cause them to repent, Lord, and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of their sins, Lord. And you said you would give them with staying power. You would give them, hallelujah, with a teacher that will lead them, hallelujah, day by day. That your spirit that would walk with us and talk with us, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to praise you this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just want to glorify you. In Jesus' name, we ask this and all blessings. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you this morning. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We
thank
pray.
Thank you for tuning in this morning. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Let this prayer go with you this morning. Amen. We certainly appreciate you taking out your time and to come on the line and offer prayer with us this morning. For the Bible says, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing, God would be there in the midst. And when you pray, just don't pray because that's something you just may like to do, but pray with an expectancy. Pray believing God's word. Pray that things are going to turn around when you put it up in heaven, when you lay it at the feet of the Master. Believe that he has it. Believe that he hears you, and he certainly is going to answer. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you. Anything else, Sister Ruby?
That's everybody mostly on the line.
Amen, amen. Well, we go ahead.
Oh, we just thank Jesus Christ for our Lord and Savior for waking us up this morning and keeping us in our right mind. We thank him for Evangelist Joshua. We thank him for Sister Dawn, Sister Arlene, Sister Evangelist Bernard. And we thank him for this broadcast because he knows who all he's going to send on here. We thank Jesus Christ for the chat room. We thank him for Twitter, Facebook, Blog Talk. We thank him for his precious people that he sends on this line day by day. He said, is anything too hard for Jesus? Call him. Call on him, and he shall answer prayers. He said he wouldn't, couldn't, how, but he shall answer our prayers. All he asks us to do is live right, think right, be right, treat him. Everybody the way that he treats us, with love and kindness. He said, with love and kindness can he draw you. And we thank him. We thank him for Evangelist Bernard all weekend going up to the homecoming of Dr. Jones and taking different ones with him. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you brought him back safe and sound over that airways and over the highways, Lord Jesus. We just to bless Evangelist Joshua in a special way, Lord Jesus. So, look, Sister Earlene called. that she needed financial, but Lord Jesus, we all need something from you. Maybe financial blessings, maybe healing, maybe deliverance. Hallelujah. Maybe salvation. Everything is in the name of Jesus. You have it all. You say, call on you because you never slumber and you never sleep. You're there 24 hours for us. We must trust you and believe you. We must believe that what you said in this Bible, the 66 books of this Holy Bible, that you can confirm it. Your promises are always true. We must believe and walk thereby in. And we just give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, and we're so honored that you would choose us to be on this broadcast. We're so honored that you have chosen Evangelist Bernard, the founder and the host of this broadcast. And we're so grateful, Lord Jesus, that you send your rhema word down here unto your people on this earth each and every day. And not only that, on Sundays, you say, pray, and you will hear our prayers, and you will answer, and you will say, here I am, my children. Go, answer. I will heal. I will deliver. I will set free. I will give you. I know what you stand in need of, because I walked this earth 30 years, 33 years, and I know what the needs of my people are. So we thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We ask you to strengthen us. Hallelujah, Lord, to lead us, God, and lead us with a pure heart, with a heart like yours, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, to work and into your vineyard, Lord Jesus, wise day, because night nobody can work. But keep us humble before you. Keep us looking to you for our answers. Keep us looking to you for strength and guidance. Keep us looking to you to walk in your will and your way. And in Jesus' mighty name, we just thank you for choosing us to be on this broadcast. In Jesus' mighty name, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Evangelist Bernard, over to you.
Amen. 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 We're going to continue next week again. Another week here, right on into the middle, coming into almost the middle of October already. This year is almost out of here. So whatever you propose in your heart to do for the Lord, you yet have time. You yet have time. Amen. So we want you to tune in next week. We're lining up our speakers even today as I'm speaking right now. God just dropped in our heart as we are looking in the Bible this morning and did not have anything for next week. Still waiting on God, but we thank God for the past 2 weeks. We have been talking about great is thy faithfulness, and then great is God's faithfulness, because even when we had died, we were talking about the faithfulness of God. Amen. And as I'm sitting here this morning and we're praying and lifting up praises and adoration to God, I look at Psalm 34 and verse 14. It says, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. That will be our topic next week. Seek, unless God say something otherwise, seek peace and pursue it. So we have to seek peace. And then not only after we find the peace, we have to continue to pursue it. When you're pursuing something, you're chasing after it. You're running after it hard. So we have to continue to seek God. We have to continue to pursue his will for our life. And God wants us to be at peace. He don't want us to be confused. He don't want us to be depressed. He don't want us to be downtrodden. He wants us to be uplifted. He wants us to be encouraged. So today, as you go on your merry way to your different houses of worship, seek peace and pursue it. And we'll see you on the line tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Have a glorious and blessed and peaceful day. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Sister Ruby, you can close the phone out with the song. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Elder, let me say, Elder Louis Stallworth III will be ministering for us on tomorrow. So tell somebody to tune in, those that haven't heard him. He's from Stockton, but he lives in and pastors a church in Los Angeles. That's Elder Louis Stallworth III. Amen. So we'll see you on tomorrow. God bless you.
God bless. God is here by Juanita Byman.
Oh, my God.